The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is time for Tuesday with Timmons on our guest line. Congressman William Timmons, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. The headlines from yesterday was the Easter Bunny saved Joe Biden. Did you see the exchange with evidently Biden was talking with a reporter and the White House staff wasn't very happy with it, so they sent the Easter Bunny over to retrieve him?
It's wild. I mean, the Easter Bunny probably could have told him that he should have taken masks off of airplanes before the federal judge in Florida did it. But, you know, maybe the Easter Bunny was too busy hiding some eggs.
Yes.
Couldn't get that easy win.
Boy, yeah. Big day yesterday, of course, for those of us who get on airplanes from time to time. You, of course, travel back and forth from the upstate to the nation's capital, and it's just quite annoying to have to put the mask on. Talk with us about the judge's ruling, and you know there was some mixed feedback initially because you had some of the airlines indicating that they were going to continue the mask, but then as the day went by, more and more of the airlines saying, okay, it's going to be optional. Tell us about the judge's ruling.
Well, first, you got to think, we have not been needing to wear masks on airplanes for months, if not a year. The vaccine was rolled out over a year ago. Here we are, April of 22. It's just wild that we're still talking about this. The airlines unanimously requested that the president abandon this policy. They sent him a letter, 2 months ago?
Yep.
And it took a federal judge in Florida, in Tampa, Judge Mizell, to say, there's no justification for this. It is outside the scope of their legal authority. And there we go. No more masks on airplanes. I guarantee you that the happiest people in this country are the flight attendants. They're sick of this. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. You know, every time that I've been on an airplane in recent months, even when the pilot makes the announcement, even though you can't see him, you can tell he's kind of rolling his eyes as he tells you, well, because of TSA, you have to wear a mask.
It's just wild, but no more. And the Biden administration has already said that they're not going to contest it, at least for now, so it will remain the law. Now, I did read that New York is ignoring it. So
yeah.
if you're in New York on subway, where, you know, gun-free zone, very safe place, make sure you wear your mask.
Yep. Well, and there'll be some cities, I would imagine Philadelphia will probably be the same because, you know, just earlier this, just recently, they reinstated their mask mandate. So I guess we're going to have little pockets around the country. But overall, look, it's good news. It never made sense that you could go to a large concert, you could go to a sporting event, you could go to a political event and not wear a mask, but yet you got on an airplane or a bus or a train and you had to put a mask on.
And the airlines will tell you that they have the most advanced air filtration system of anywhere you go. So
yep.
It just doesn't make any sense, and it hadn't for forever. But hey, you know, no more masks.
Yep. All right. So yesterday was tax day. It hit hard for a lot of people. Of course, we have inflation eating away at our spending power. Yet Biden in his budget proposal is still pitching the largest tax hike in our history. Let's talk about where that's headed.
Well, it's headed nowhere. The Democrats don't have the votes to do much, but this president still wants to tax and spend his way into oblivion. It's wild. Inflation is already costing the average family over $5,000 a year. That's $400 a month. Throw in gas prices, which are double since President Trump left office. We're just not in a good place, and this president needs to wake up and stop trying to drive this country into a recession. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Yep. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday acknowledged the effort that evidently there's been some Democrats quietly meeting, because Congressman, they still want to get Build Back Better. They're still thinking there's a chance. In fact, he was quoted as saying, "We'd like to move a reconciliation bill and go as far as we can, get as much done as we can with the 50 votes." And I mean, they haven't given up on Build Back Better. I mean, is there any chance at all that that could be revived?
No, absolutely not. Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema do not plan to support another few trillion dollars in spending. Our monetary policy is exactly why we are on this trajectory of the highest inflation we've ever seen in my lifetime. So there are some people that still appreciate that the dollar is real and that resources are finite, but there's not many of them in the Democratic Party.
Yep. All right, let's switch gears here. On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons, our weekly visit Tuesday with Timmons. Let's talk about the southern border. Since we last talked, there's been some suggestion that there may be some Democrats who are coming around to the idea that it's not such a good idea to stop the Title 42. Is there any chance that this may happen, or do we just need to be preparing ourselves for the flood of illegals coming across our border come May when Title 42 goes away, as the Biden administration is proposing?
A few dozen Democrats have already reached out and publicly said that they are not in support of ending Title 42 until we have an alternative in place. I think the list is up to nine senators and Democrat senators. So, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that see this problem. His policies are causing extreme challenges at the southern border. The Border Patrol agents are literally going berserk trying to figure out what to do, because they can't handle the millions of people flowing across the southern border. And this is the only thing that gives them any ability to turn anybody back. So,
yeah.
It's just bad policy. I think you're going to see him change course, because when you got dozens of members of your own party taking this position, you really don't have a choice.
Yeah. Of course, Governor Greg Abbott has been sending busloads to the nation's capital. Congressman, is there any evidence that some of those illegals are being brought to South Carolina? I've had listeners who have emailed, text about suspicious flights coming into Donaldson Center. But have you guys received any reports that some of those may be relocated to South Carolina?
Homeland Security won't tell us because we don't have the ability to force them to. I promise you, they are. They're being asked where they want to go, and if they say they want to come to South Carolina, that's where the Biden administration sends them. It's outrageous. This whole system is incredible, and we have to change course. I mean, you know, if 2.5 million people in 16 months, he's got 2.5 years left. I mean, that's just wild.
Wow. Yeah. Congressman, I'm getting a text from, let's see, this is Raymond from Aiken. He's saying, would you please ask Congressman Timmons why South Carolina doesn't ask illegals before offering them welfare and other social services? Is that the case? I mean, are they able to take advantage of those services without even being asked if they're here legally or not?
It depends on the service. So obviously the hospital's not going to turn away if they need medical care. The manner in which you enroll a child in school is insufficient in my mind. All you need is a lease or proof of residence and a water bill. They don't ask for any proof of citizenship. And, you know, as for other government programs, it all depends on what that program requires. But again, you can fake it or steal it. So I guarantee you that there are illegals getting government benefits of every kind.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Congressman William Timmons, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time this morning. Be safe. We'll check back with you again next week.
Great to be with you. Look forward to it.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons here for our weekly Tuesday with Timmons.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.